आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज इंडिया इज नॉट जस्ट एन इमर्जिंग मार्केट बट ऑल्सो एन इमर्जिंग मॉडल फॉर द वर्ल्ड टू एम्युलेट। न्यूली इलेक्टेड एमएलएज ऑफ एनडीए एंड बिहार टू मीट इन पटना टुमारो टू इलेक्ट द लीडर। NIA arrests close aide of suicide bomber in Delhi blast case from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav says climate change is real and India will publish its revised nationally determined contribution for 2035 period by December. UN Security Council approves US plan that authorizes an international stabilization force for Gaza. And Gurpreet Singh bags silver medal in 25 meter center pistol fire event at ISSF Shooting World Championships in Cairo, Egypt. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is eager to become developed and self-reliant. Delivering the 6th Ramnath Goenka lecture in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that at a time when the world is fearful of disruption, India is confidently moving in the direction of a bright future. The Prime Minister asserted that India is not just an emerging market, but also an emerging model.
आज जब दुनिया disruption से डर रही है, भारत vibrant future के direction में आगे बढ़ रहा है। Indian Express के इस मंच से मैं कह सकता हूँ, भारत सिर्फ एक emerging market ही नहीं है, भारत एक emerging model भी है। आज दुनिया इंडियन ग्रोथ मॉडल को मॉडल ऑफ होप मान रहा है।
मिस्टर मोदी सेड इन द ईयर 2022 द यूरोपियन क्राइसिस अफेक्टेड ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन्स एंड एनर्जी मार्केट्स इम्पैक्टिंग द एंटायर वर्ल्ड एंड डिस्पाइट दिस इंडियाज इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ कंटिन्यू स्ट्रांगली थ्रू 2022-23।
इन सारे संकटों के बीच हमारी इकोनॉमी ने हाई ग्रोथ रेट हासिल करके दिखाया। साल 2022 में यूरोपियन क्राइसिस के कारण पूरे दुनिया की सप्लाई चेन और एनर्जी मार्केट प्रभावित हुआ। इसका असर पूरी दुनिया पर पड़ा। इसके बावजूद भी 2022-23 में हमारी इकोनॉमी की ग्रोथ तेजी से होती रही। साल 2023 में वेस्ट एशिया में स्थितियां बिगड़ी, तब भी हमारी ग्रोथ रेट तेज रही। और इस साल भी जब दुनिया में अस्थिरता है, तब भी हमारी ग्रोथ रेट 7% के आसपास।
Referring to the recent Bihar Assembly elections, the Prime Minister termed the results as historic, adding that the state has recorded the highest ever voter turnout since 1951, with women's turnout approximately 9% higher than that of men. He affirmed that this too is a victory of democracy.
कोई भी लोकतंत्र में लोगों की बढ़ती भागीदारी को नजरअंदाज नहीं कर सकता। इस बार बिहार के इतिहास का सबसे अधिक वोटर टर्नआउट रहा है। महिलाओं का टर्नआउट पुरुषों से करीब 9% अधिक रहा। ये भी लोकतंत्र की विजय है। बिहार के नतीजों ने फिर दिखाया है कि भारत के लोगों की आकांक्षाएं कितनी ज्यादा है।
इन बिहार न्यूली इलेक्टेड एमएलएज ऑफ एनडीए विल मीट इन पटना टुमारो टू इलेक्ट द लीडर। The meetings of the BJP and the JDU legislature parties will also be held tomorrow in the state capital. Each constituent party of the NDA will hold its legislature party meetings to elect its leader, after which a joint meeting of NDA legislature party will take place. The swearing-in ceremony of the new cabinet will be held on Thursday at Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with several senior NDA leaders and ministers, is expected to attend the oath ceremony. We have more from a correspondent.
Chief Minister Nitish Kumar is likely to be re-elected as the leader of the NDA legislative party once again in the alliance meeting in Patna. After this, Mr. Kumar will go to the Raj Bhavan to submit his resignation to the governor and will stake his claim to form the new government. Since the announcement of the assembly election results, senior leaders of the Bharatiya Janata Party and Janata Dal United, along with other alliance partners, have been continuously discussing the structure of the new NDA government. government during the final phase of discussions, matters such as a post of Speaker of the Legislative Assembly and the representation of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Janata Dal United, Lok Jan Shakti Party Rambilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha in the new government's cabinet are being considered. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Election Commission has ordered a special revision of electoral rolls in Assam with 1st of January 2026 as the qualifying date. In a letter to the Chief Electoral Office of Assam, the Commission said the date of publication of integrated draft electoral roll will be the 27th of next month, while the period for filing claims and objections will be between 27 December to 22nd January 2026. The date of final publication of the electoral roll will be the 10th of February 2026. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested another key associate of the terrorist involved in the Red Fort area car blast case. Jasir Bilal Wani, a Kashmiri resident, was arrested from Srinagar. According to the agency, Wani allegedly provided technical support for carrying out the terror attack, which claimed 10 innocent lives and left around 25 injured. NIA revealed that Wani modified drones and attempted to make rockets ahead of the blast. It added that Wani is an active co-conspirator of the attack and worked closely with terrorist Uman Nabi to plan the terror carnage. The investigating agency said that it is exploring various angles to unravel the conspiracy behind the bombing. Several teams of the anti-terror agency are pursuing multiple leads and are conducting searches across various states to identify every person involved in the terror attack. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download news on EIR app. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said India will publish its revised Nationally Determined Contribution, NDC, for the 2035 period by December. Addressing the high-level segment of the UN COP30 climate summit at Belém in Brazil, Mr. Yadav said climate change is real and imminent due to unsustainable growth and development patterns. He urged developed nations to achieve net zero targets ahead of the current timelines. Environment Minister said implementation of climate goals must be adequate, accessible and affordable and free from restrictive intellectual property barriers. Mr. Yadav said India's newly launched nuclear mission and green hydrogen mission will further accelerate its progress towards achieving net zero by 2070.
India has demonstrated successfully that development and environmental stewardship can advance in tandem. India's emission intensity has declined by over 36% since 2005. India's non-fossil fuel-based energy capacity, currently around 256 gigawatt, accounts for more than half of its total electric installed capacity. Our newly launched nuclear mission and green hydrogen mission further accelerate our journey towards net zero by 2070. We shall be declaring our revised NDCs till 2035.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India-Russia ties have been a stable factor in global relations and the growth benefits the world. Speaking in Moscow during a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, he said India is preparing for President Vladimir Putin's visit for the 23rd annual summit. Both countries look forward to finalize bilateral agreements and projects in various fields. They will also discuss global issues like the Ukraine conflict, West Asia and Afghanistan.
This particular occasion is all the more important as we prepare for President Putin's visit to India for the 23rd annual summit. A number of bilateral agreements, initiatives and projects are under discussion in various fields. This will certainly add more substance and texture to our special and privileged strategic partnership. We will also be exchanging views on the complex global situation with the openness that has always characterized our ties. This includes the Ukraine conflict as also the Middle East and Afghanistan, amongst others.
The UN Security Council last night approved a US plan for Gaza that authorizes an international stabilization force to provide security in the devastated territory and envisions a possible future path to an independent Palestinian state. Russia, which had circulated a rival resolution, abstained along with China on the 13-0 vote. The vote was a crucial next step for the fragile ceasefire and efforts to outline Gaza's future following 2 years of war between Israel and Hamas. Arab and other Muslim countries that expressed interest in providing troops for an international force had signaled that Security Council authorization was essential for their participation. The U.S. resolution endorses President Donald Trump's 20-point ceasefire plan, which calls for a yet-to-be-established Board of Peace and Transitional Authority that Trump would head. India's total exports combining merchandise and services rose over 4.8% to $491.8 billion during April to October period of the current fiscal as compared to the same period in the last fiscal. According to provisional data released by the Commerce Ministry, merchandise exports grew 0.62% while imports rose 6.37%. A key contributor to this overall momentum has been the consistent rise in non-petroleum exports. During the first 7 months of 2025, non-petroleum exports were valued at $219.9 billion, registering a 3.92% increase. Total imports are estimated at $569.95 billion during the same period. In shooting, Olympian Gurpreet Singh clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-meter center pistol fire event at the ISSF Rifle Pistol World Championships in Cairo, Egypt. Gurpreet settled for silver after losing on inner tens to Ukraine's Pavlo Korostilov. This was Gurpreet's second individual medal in the World Championships, the first also being a silver won back in 2018 at Changwon in the 25-meter standard pistol event. India ended the World Championship campaign in third place with a total of 13 medals, including 3 gold, 6 silver and 4 bronze behind China and Korea. In cricket, India A will take on Oman A in the final league stage encounter in the ACC Men's Asia Cup Rising Stars 2025 at West End Park International Cricket Stadium in Doha today. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. India will face a do-or-die situation in today's match. India A and Oman A both have 2 points each from 2 games and today's winner will fix their spot in the semifinals. The 67th Executive Committee meeting of the National Mission for Clean Ganga, NMCG, has approved key research projects to strengthen scientific river management and pollution abatement in the Ganga Basin. Director General Rajiv Kumar Mittal chaired the meeting in New Delhi yesterday to mark advancement in NMCG's strategy to integrate science, AI tools and real-time hydrological modelling in long-term river basin management. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave to severe conditions over Madhya Pradesh today. Similar conditions are expected over East Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh, Marathwada, Telangana, Madhya Maharashtra and Vidarbha. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places over Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe and Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for today. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in very poor category. The Air Quality Index, AQI, was recorded 341 at 7 a.m. this morning. In view of the poor air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has imposed Stage 3 of the Graded Response Action Plan in the national capital. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Abhishek. Bangladesh ex-Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, guilty of crimes against humanity, sentenced to death, leads the Tribune. Bangladesh on boil again after ex-Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's death sentence by Dhaka Tribunal, informs the Statesman. Operation Sindoor was just a trailer. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi warns Pakistan reports the Asian Age. 42 Indian pilgrims killed in Medina bus accident, states Hindustan Times. On the Delhi car blast case, the Times of India says, module planned Hamas-style drone strikes, NIA probe uncovers wider plot. Pioneer quotes RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat as saying, RSS runs on emotional strength, life force of its volunteers. And finally, Delhi chokes, Supreme Court calls for long-term fixes, reports the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is not just an emerging market, but also an emerging model for the world to emulate. Newly elected MLAs of NDA and Bihar to meet in Patna tomorrow to elect the leader. NIA arrests close aide of suicide bomber in Delhi blast case from Srinagar in Jammu and Kashmir. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav says climate change is real and India will publish its revised nationally determined contribution for 2035 period by December. UN Security Council approves US plan that authorizes an international stabilization force for Gaza. And Gurpreet Singh bags silver medal in the 25-meter center pistol fire event at the ISSF Shooting World Championships in Cairo, Egypt. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.